Barbara Ann. She was standing there in our homeroom, sharpening a pencil with her zip knife. I guess I nearly melted when she looked at me with that big blue eye of hers. The other one was still swollen shut from a gang fight. I wanted to touch her lovely blonde hair, but it was all full of grease. She just put a new transmission in her motorcycle. And what a laugh we got when the teacher said, "Barbara Ann, why don't you clean up those filthy old shoes you're wearing?" We laughed because Barbara Ann was barefooted. How proud I was when she invited me to share her lunch that noon time. I sure hated to tell her I never ate raw hamburger. And then it happened. During recess, Barbara Ann climbed up to the top of the flagpole. We were having a history test that afternoon, and she just wanted to count the stars and stripes in the flag. I cried, "Come down, Barbara Ann! Come down, Barbara!"